This is Veronica Echiller, taping an interview with Maria Ackerman from Alaska on November 19th, 1977 at the IWY in Houston, Texas. Maria, tell me, what are you doing here at this convention?
I'm with the art exhibit demonstrating a Chilkat blanket weaving.
Maria, could you give me your full name, address, and phone number?
Haines, Alaska. I'm working with a school, elementary school and high school in Haines as an Indian Ed coordinator. And my address is just general delivery. My phone number is 907-766-2877.
Do you have a phone number?
That's my home phone number.
Oh, I see. Okay, thank you. Besides weaving this blanket as an exhibit, what do you expect of this conference? Do you think it's important?
Oh, yes. We have problems back home. It has to do with men. All the women are working. We're forced into liberation, and the women are teaching, and the husbands are home babysitting and cleaning house. And there's about 1,200 people living in Haines, and the only work that's available is just for women, mostly.
See, what kind of an Indian are you?
I'm a Tlingit.
Tlingit. That's it. How did you get involved?
I lived in Anchorage for 6 years, and I'm always doing some kind of artwork, and I was with a visual arts center, and this is how I was able to come down here and demonstrate the weaving.
Do you have any affiliation with any groups, Indian women's groups?
None at all. I'm just more on my own on everything I do.
Is this the general feeling among, do you think you're representative of the feeling among Tlingit women in Haines, Alaska?
My feelings?
Yes.
Not really. Everybody's on their own with their artwork too, and we don't have an art center or anything. And I just hire resource people to come in and teach beadwork, skin sewing, carving, and everything.
So you're not directly involved in any of the women's issues or women's movement?
Not really. I came here with the Anchorage group. I was asked to come down before I moved to Haines this summer. So nobody really asked me to do anything or, you know.
So you're just demonstrating your art. Is there any one single event that brought you your level of consciousness up concerning the women's movement?
Well, I think for me, mostly it's patience, to show patience on weaving and everything.
You think that having patience, women having patience, is going to help the movement?
It sure will.
Well, thank you very much.